when you've got like a sentient inanimate object, like a car, when Michael hops inside him, how is that like a...
Yeah.
Like, is that a feeling?
Is it a normal function of a car, or does he sort of like... When he,
can we redub over all the episodes of Knight Rider, and whenever he gets in the car, get a clip of you just like,
soft whimper.
I'm in a real identity crisis here, Al.
I think penetrates with Dawson.
Who do you see in the mirror?
Hey,
Earl Grey, hot.
Hello and welcome to the Incomplete series, your incomplete guide to every television show you've never watched. My name's Morgan and this is the podcast where we watch the first episode of a TV series and then the very last episode of that TV series and just try and figure out what happened. Joining me to do this is my good friend, Mr. Jeremy Wiseman. Jerome, how are you?
I'm well, Morgan.
It's lovely to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, you know what? I'm feeling good today.
Yep, me too.
Yeah?
Me too. Sun's shining. Yeah. Birds chirping.
Are those new glasses?
No. I don't even wear glasses.
Nah, you're right. I was joking.
Yeah.
It's a little gag for the listeners.
Yeah.
Anyway. Aaron, you got me. Aaron, how are you?
I'm great, Morgan. Back where we belong in the 80s.
Yeah,
with some
it
David
feels
Hasselhoff.
Good. It feels good.
I'm excited.
Yeah, full circle. Maybe that's why I've got this real nice energy today. I'm feeling positive.
The Hoff does that to people.
He does.
Yeah, it re-energizes you.
Lifts you up. Lets you ride on his back while he skis across the ocean.
Was that from SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah, it was.
And finally, Scott. You're looking well. Nice goggles.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're looking sprightly.
I'm feeling sprightly.
I feel like we're just throwing around compliments now.
Yeah, well, you know, normally it's shade.
About all the things that the listeners cannot experience. Just purely visual elements.
Exactly. Much like the next comment I'm going to make, which I'm warning you all about. Spacehawk Knights, you got the shirt on.
Wearing another
thread of Hasselhoff.
Some of our sweet threads.
Yeah.
You can get that at our merch store, gang.
Yeah. How much merch do we have? Like 7 things?
Yes. Yeah. All made to order.
Yeah. Like all of our other sellables, you'll find it on the dark web.
And we are the only owners of the merch. We haven't actually made any money. But
no, it's actually cost. We're negative money.
Hit us up. If you want to make your own merch, you know, just
we'll buy
a couple of felt tips and a white t-shirt.
That'll do it.
That's how we're going to go.
Yep.
The listeners make the merch.
Yeah.
We'll buy it from you and we'll wear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Reverse merch.
We'll put it on our Instagram.
Yep.
That'd be really easy to set up on the website as well. Like a reverse merch store. It's just like a little upload button. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you just like, just, all it is like a mail address. You just send it to us and we wear it.
Yeah.
All it will cost you is time.
And postage.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
Postage. And whatever the cost to produce the...
The materials.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. and
that's on you though.
Exactly. But the advantage is we wear it.
Yeah.
Mm. So win-win.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
We wear it live on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, at the
podcast. Yeah. I don't know. You can do it.
Can we call this?
I mean, you can say it right now we're doing this live.
Right now we
but
are.
But it will come out not
live. Mine's pre-recorded.
Oh, you're pre-recorded.
Yeah.
That explains why you're not actually here.
He does that everywhere.
Yeah, right. Well, look, how are we feeling after? So we did Rules of Engagement last.
Mm-hmm.
I know Jeremy like spent some time, a little bit of time in therapy after that. So
on the other
side of it. So
physiotherapy after his bout with David Spade.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, Jeremy looks like hell, but you should see Spade.
Oh.
Not a mark on him.
No. Yeah, it turns out he has a lot of money. He set his goons on me.
Sandler and James.
Yeah. The rest of the grown-ups crew.
Mm. Haven't watched any more Rules of Engagement?
No.
Surprisingly.
I have not, yeah. Mm. Yeah, no, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah, maybe that's why you got to skip
it. Pushed it out of my mind until today, so thanks for bringing it up.
That's okay, that's what I do.
I'd made sort of, you know, good strides in therapy, and now you've just set me back a couple of weeks, so.
Well, you know, we're not paying me to make you feel better.
You're my therapist?
You're not paying me at all. Yeah.
You guys have an interesting relationship.
Yeah, Jez is your lawyer and you're his therapist.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a cheap way. Money exchanges hands,
exactly.
Just services.
Exactly.
It really sounds like a setup.
Good old-fashioned bartering.
It sounds like a setup for a TV show.
Yeah.
you move in together, you're both like washed up, like, I don't know,
yeah, 40, why do we 40 something. Why are we washed
up? Because that's how shows start. People have to be washed up.
We don't have to be washed up. We can be successful.
Maybe Morgan got shot in the head. Maybe Morgan got shot in the head and I replaced his face and gave him a talking car.
Yeah. Hey, maybe. That sounds like a great idea for a show.
Exactly.
I don't think it'll fly.
No? You don't think so?
No, yes. But it will think and it will drive.
There's only one man. I think, was that in the... Yeah. Anyway, Knight Rider.
Yes, Knight Rider. I think this has been a long time coming, Knight Rider. I know Aaron has been just trying to kick the door down, but that door was made of steel and we wouldn't let it let you open it.
I broke my ankle several times.
Exactly.
I had to drive through it with Kit.
I did.
But we have relented and now we are doing... It does feel good to be back with the Hoff.
I think it's familiar territory for us.
So, Jez, what did you know about Knight Rider going into this?
It's one of those shows that has been referenced so much on other TV shows, but I'd never seen an episode.
Yeah.
I knew the premise. I knew that the Hoff was in it, talking car.
That's really
interesting. I knew the song.
The song is great.
I knew the intro music, but I'd never heard it in, in the show.
In the show, yeah. No. I've heard it in other shows.
I really regret asking that, so we're going to move on. Aaron, what did you know about Knight Rider going in?
Yeah, just about the same. I love the song. It is awesome. Never seen it. Just knew the Hoff was there.
Yeah.
And that's all you need to know.
Yeah, it's pretty much, as Jess said, it's David Hasselhoff in a talking car. Pretty much, that's the plot right there.
Made for us.
Exactly. Scott, what did you know about Knight Rider going in?
Pretty much the same. Like, but it seems so well suited to us just because cars that can talk feels like that's our wheelhouse.
That's definitely our wheelhouse.
And also, like, people having intimate relationships with auto vehicles.
Exactly. And David Hasselhoff.
We've ticked a lot of those, but like if you were playing TIS bingo, like you would win exactly. with
how,
this one.
How intimate?
Well,
what other shows have we seen where people have an intimate relationship?
Well, I'm not
happy
saying
days.
Home Improvement, maybe.
Yeah. Happy Days with the Fonz.
Yeah. Okay.
Intimate relationship with his motorcycle.
You never see like full penetration though. It's only sort of.
But I'm saying that we've talked about it a lot.
All the sex.
Surely Star Trek.
Yeah. It's come up a lot.
All the car sex is off screen.
It's a primetime show in the 80s. You couldn't just put car sex on there.
Yeah, you couldn't. No.
It's just everybody's backstory.
People's tastes have changed now though. It's basically, you turn on any TV show any time of the day.
It's a lot of appetite.
A lot of appetite.
I have seen it on YouTube. It was like from an American TV show. You guys might have seen it as well. That little like a clip where there's this, about this guy and who is in a relationship with his car. It's like from the US.
Season 2, episode 1 of Man Seeking Woman.
Oh, yeah. No, this is like a reality. This is a real thing? Yeah,
oh.
It's like a real thing.
Oh.
I'll have to find... Well, I'll put the link up on Instagram when I find
called,
it. But,
called Knight Rider? Why Instagram? That's a weird place to put a link.
It's because I have control of Instagram, so...
Okay, that's all.
So I prefer to go through that.
How many followers do we have?
That's really neither here nor there. It's triple figures.
Is it really?
Oh, it's triple figures.
Triple?
Okay.
But I can only assume that everyone liked it by accident.
Well, I'm doing some work behind the scenes while you're just coasting off my achievements as always.
Oh, yeah. Always.
You've always ridden out my therapy career. Ridden out? Ridden on the coattails of my therapy career before it crashed and we had to move in together. And you had to exchange services.
And we're some sort of sitcom couple.
I know. It's crazy. Anyway, should we probably just jump straight into episode one and
leap into it?
Let's show on thy road.
Ejected up on top of a building into it.
You don't need it.
That too much.
I didn't like that. Yeah. Can we cut that out and start again?
We can. Okay. Just the whole thing.
Okay, good.
Just like start the podcast from episode one without Jeremy.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You finally realized you didn't like that.
Welcome to Jag.
I don't like this.
From memory, we'll do
this
all of
the
shows.
This whole situation here is not working out. It's taken me a year and a half to work it out, but here we are. Okay, so let's jump into episode one.
Knight Rider begins with Agent Michael Long working undercover as a security guard at a casino. Whilst in the middle of a bust gone wrong, he's double-crossed by an associate, Tanya, getting shot in the head in the process. Luckily, Michael has friends in high places who manage to save his life and give him the Hoff's face in the process.
Take my word, you'd be much safer with his face. And it's rather handsome, if I do say so myself.
What more could you ask for? Only a talking car. The show's equivalent of James Bond's Q gifts the Hoff a talking sentient car named Kit in order to serve vigilante justice for an old rich man named Wilson, who dies promptly after gifting the vehicle.
I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor, K-I-T-T for easy reference, a Kit if you prefer.
With a new face and a new ride, he sets out to get revenge and prove that one man, and an automobile with feelings, can make a difference. He then follows Tanya and her shady company Comtron to a new town, leads on a recently widowed mother, wins a demolition derby, loses Kit twice, takes a bullet to the chest, and drives through the midsection of a truck in order to save the day. After bonding with Kit, the two drive off into the sunset, ready to cause what I'm sure will be countless deaths in the years ahead.
There's one scene I want to just talk about earlier, and a lot of older shows do this a lot. That in those opening scenes, it was quite strange how, first of all, how the Hoff wasn't the Hoff. They had some other guy with the same hair playing.
We talked about this
pre-pod,
yeah. But I didn't pick up on it. I just thought he looked. I just thought he looked a lot young different
Hoff.
When he was younger.
Yeah, okay. I see what you mean, because I was like, is this guy meant to be the Hoff? I was a bit confused. But yeah.
Maybe they didn't get the Hoff for the pilot.
Well,
It's weird because they dubbed over his voice with David Hasselhoff's voice.
Yeah.
So you could. I mean, the ADR was rampant anyway. Like, yeah, they everybody's dubbed, voices. They dubbed everybody.
It's so off-putting. I wanted to talk about that. We're on it now, but I don't know why they did it. But every and in some scenes they dub half the voice, like one of the characters' voice, and not the others, and it would just be so. It just takes you out.
It's very distracting.
Yeah. And so pretend Hoff. Supposedly that had been his partner for a long time. Mm. They just up and leave him straight away.
Straight away, yeah.
They didn't even wait for him to die. Like, they don't even check his pulse.
No, just
he's
gone.
He's sort of fading. He's like,
no, look, Lieutenant, forget it.
Muncie.
Go after her.
Muncie, you gotta hang on.
Yeah, that thing that always happens in movies where someone gets shot and they're like, no, it's too late for me. Mm. You go on without me.
Have you been shot before?
Have you been on the brink of death and come back before and now you know you've gone too far?
But you're still,
surely you'd be like, go a fucking ambulance.
You're still lucid and conscious and talking to me.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm bleeding.
I feel like I should try something. Yeah. Like, all right, I guess.
I think it makes sense in like war films and like war television shows because it's like, oh, well, they would like actually be like have an intimate knowledge of what it would be like to like, well, that person's not going to be safe because they've seen all their friends die.
But
if you just, you're just a cop, it's like, no, you need to just call back up, which I don't think they
Las
do.
Las Vegas rather than like the battlefield in Russia or something.
Yeah. The hospital like 500 meters away. You could see it in the background of the shot.
There's probably a doctor like just loitering around, like just get him in.
The Hoff turns the paramedics away.
But no.
It's too late.
I'm telling you, it's too late.
It's his last wishes.
So
on medical treatment.
On his partner from the start, the opening scene.
Yeah.
They're trying to be undercover and he's like an electrician sort of fixing some light fitting. And he's, as this woman that they're spying on walks past him, both times when she's clearly still in earshot, he's talking about how he's like, I don't think she saw me. I'm going to tail her. It's like she's literally just walked around the corner.
She's still in the shot.
I was expecting her to walk back and be like, sorry, what? What was that?
Excuse me?
No, nothing. Oh, I'm just fixing
the
light.
Just checking the light fixes, you know?
I was talking to the camera.
I think it's so ridiculous.
So, after fake Hoff gets shot in the face, he gets picked up in a helicopter by rich man Mr. Knight.
Yeah, so why?
How did they find him? Why did they pick him?
How do they know who he is?
How did that helicopter get to that situation?
So it seemed like they needed.
Why is he wearing a cowboy hat?
That's the real question.
Exactly.
They needed someone whose identity they could. They needed someone who just died sort of fit the parameters of what they wanted, I guess.
So they take like a high profile, but they don't really explain mob type organized crime murder.
And a police officer's just been murdered in an undercover operation. And another one was murdered in the middle of the street in Las Vegas.
Why not just get some guy who's like, sure, I'll sign up to your program.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry about changing my face. Just like change my identity. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have a bank account.
I think it's because like in order to make the progression, like that character needs to not actually want to do what Wilton Knight wants them to do.
Yeah.
Like,
so that was the only way to put him in that scenario.
Yeah, he needs a maverick. And a maverick wouldn't just sign up to that sort of thing. Like, you need someone who's like, no, I just want to live my own life.
So, why any of this? And how do their goals so perfectly align? And what are his goals? He's like, I need to get revenge on these people that...
Who, the Hoff's goals?
No, like this Wilton guy. He's
proving that one man can make a difference.
That's his whole...
That's it?
That's his legacy. He's like a billionaire who's about to die and he wants to leave something good in this world.
So he gives Hoff... He basically gives him surgery to make him look like a young version of himself.
And he's like, just go off and, I don't know, solve crimes, I guess.
With
a really fancy car.
Devon, the Knight Rider's version of Q,
yeah,
is like there to enable him.
So they're in Silicon Valley and this group of women are there manipulating this new Comtron group. But then like Comtron sponsors like the big event, the Demolition Derby in Silicon Valley.
Like the high society, all the millionaires they dress up to go to a Demolition Derby.
Doesn't make any sense.
All these like dirtbag ex-cons, that's the drivers. It's so weird.
But they all work for Comtron.
They do work for Comtron.
But everybody works for Comtron in this town.
But none of the cars are like Demolition Derby cars. It's sort of like nice. Old, like,
you have to have a new car to enter the Derby.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why does it?
It's just like these old like Valiants or whatever.
So Hoff enters with Kit.
Yeah.
And he's got all the fancy little dials. He's got the kid in the car.
It's basically like a Mario Kart car.
Pretty much.
But for the purposes of this.
Throwing out oil slicks Derby, and smoke bombs. Yeah. But my favorite shot in that was at one point, he switches it to autopilot and Kit goes up on two wheels and goes between two cars. And it's so clearly a stunt driver. He's like a fat dude with a wig.
Yeah, and he just looks so casual when he's steering the car. Funny.
Are we going to talk about the stunt drivers? Because this came up a lot.
Yeah.
Can we pivot?
Yeah, of course.
Can we pivot? Okay. Yes. So the second one was there's these two guys. There's like a B or C story throughout. I don't know why. These two cons are trying to steal Kit.
They're kind of like the dudes from Home Alone.
Yeah, it's like pretty much. And they finally succeed. One of them's driving it. And supposedly Kit has taken back control of the car and the guy's like hands are off the wheel. It's like, I don't know what's going on, man. And then it cuts to like a wide shot and you clearly see the guy doing donuts steering the car. And then it cuts back into the car and his hands are up. But it's like it's like a different steering wheel as well.
Yeah. It's an actual steering wheel instead of like the fighter pilot sort of weird thing.
So that was one where it's quite clearly a stunt driver. And the second one is when Kit's in autopilot and it's driving itself. Did you guys notice how you could see there was some guy sitting who's dressed in like beige, who's sitting in the seat and there was a little slit for his eyes and you could sort of see his arms coming up?
No, I didn't notice it.
So he's just dressed as a seat. But they've made some sort of contraption so he sits inside the seat. Because if you look at the passenger seat, the headrest, you can see through it. But on the driver's side, you can't see through it. Oh my God, that's weird.
Yeah,
and then I noticed these two little arms poking up driving.
Holy shit. So that guy would have been on this show for four seasons.
Yeah.
Was it four seasons or six seasons?
Invisible driver.
Four seasons. Yeah, just like that was his day to day. He's like, I just drive the car around. I dress up as a seat.
That's great. Seat.
He's so hot.
Before they could, surely they could invent some sort of... I've seen this on Mythbusters like 100 times where they just rig up some robotic thing.
Like a remote.
Yeah.
Just do that.
They had all this budget.
No, they spent it on chips. Spent it on the guy.
Dress the guy's a seat. No one will notice.
That was one of my favorite scenes, though, when Hoff fell asleep in Kit.
At the very start.
And then some cops pulled up behind him. They thought he was just a drunk, passed out.
Yeah.
And then the cops pull him over. He finally wakes up and he just pretends to be deaf.
Could you talk a little louder? Into this ear? Here?
And just they buy it instantly.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you're deaf. Oh, that explains everything.
Yeah.
Carry on. Like, I'm pretty sure you need like...
He wasn't breaking any rules.
You can't be like legally deaf and drive. I'm 95% sure.
Yeah. And it's...
Because you need to be able to hear the traffic.
You can't listen to the radio.
If you can't hear a cop like trying to pull you over for 10 minutes...
Well, that's why they have lights. That's why they have lights and...
But not every other car on the road has lights.
Yeah,
I mean, and like headlights they do, but like not to the extent of a.
That's a problem.
Are you sure deaf people can't drive? If we have any deaf listeners, please please write in.
That's the worst joke you've ever made.
Oh, it's getting
so. at the start, where they had alternate Hoff, who's like supposed to look like the Hoff, was anybody thinking? I thought that like because it was obvious that like this was our protagonist.
Yep.
I thought that he was going to get shot and they were going to transplant his brain into the car.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to be Kit.
Well, I wasn't sort of thinking along those lines because I thought it was the Hoff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was so sure. I was like, man, I did not know. I did not know that about this show.
That would have been like probably a better backstory.
Well, it would make more sense because like the kid's got like it's just a lot of sass. And it's like, how do you program sass?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
This thing's got actual sentience.
You're about as much fun as a divorce, which is not a bad idea.
I want custody of me.
And he's
very touchy.
Street smarts and... is a bit savvy and you'd think he'd be, it would make sense for them to be partners, and then his partner dies and they transplant his consciousness into a car.
And at one point, like, he uses the wrong grammar as well. He's like referring to somebody, he's like, oh, he is, but it was somebody who died, and he's like, he was.
Yeah.
But like, he corrects it. It's like, is this thing... It's making clearly grammatical errors.
Just the guy dressed
like,
as a deliberate.
It's deliberate. Just the guy dressed as a seat. It's just a guy behind the console, like in with the motor. just saying whatever he wants.
There is one of my favorite scenes. This is back to the dirtbags stunt truck drivers.
Mm. Yeah.
Like when they're in the jail cell and the Hoff's in there as well. And he starts having the conversation with one of them.
Mm.
And they're just talking. And then like midway through, like they're... You know, like when they'll be talking, like there's always those scenes. They're always in like prison cells or somewhere, and like while someone's talking, they'll just kind of lie down casually and just kind of start saying, like where it's something like that's meant to be pretty quite, you know, poignant at the point and what they're saying. And the Hoff does it, and then that guy keeps talking, then he does it immediately after as well. They're both trying to like one up each other.
That guy was clearly like infatuated with the Hoff. As soon as he started telling his cool stories, that guy was just so into him. He's like, oh, you're the best.
And that whole scene though,
it's
like,
so weird.
What the hell
I guess
is
it's
going
like
on?
A weird like showing you're comfortable in jail sort of thing. It's like, I've been here. Like, it's like an experience thing. Yeah, so they're like,
this isn't my first
rodeo.
Yeah,
they're not fretting them. Yeah. So let's go back to Kit.
Yes.
So at the very start, the guy explains to the Hoff how the car's indestructible and can do all these things, drive through a wall and stuff like that. So established very early on that it's indestructible. When the Hoff is about to go on the destruction derby.
Demolition derby.
The guy's like, oh, I don't know if it can do that. You've just said it's indestructible. It can drive through walls. And then about six different times, people's plans against the Hoff / Kit are foiled purely because it's indestructible. And they never learn.
Yeah.
So the Home Alone bandits, one of them tries to kick it in and like jars his leg or something.
Yeah.
Another one throws a brick and it bounces off, knocks him out.
So, that'd kill him.
It would destroy him.
But with the main bad guy, there's one point where Kit breaks him out of jail, right? And the bad guy's there to pick the Hoff up. And he starts shooting at the car. The bullets are just pinging off.
Mm.
Later, he's in a police helicopter flying above him. And he's like, oh, I'll take him out. Just shoots it with a shotgun and the bullets bounce off.
I don't know how it bounced back up at that angle.
Yeah, he's already seen that it's bulletproof.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the very end, this woman who's the bad guy throughout as well.
Who shot Fake Hoff in the face at the start.
Yeah, she goes to shoot him through the window. And again, it just bounces off the window and kills her. It's like... No one. How are they not?
I would also like to point out with that whole the shooting of the car. So when in the sequence where Kit breaks him out and the fake security guy starts shooting him, there's a sheriff's deputy right next to him.
Mm.
No issue with this private guy, just private security guard shooting his gun in the police station at the car. But then also in that end sequence where Tanya, the evil girl, when she gets killed by shooting Kit and then it bounces back and kill her, the cops will rock up and then Hasselhoff just drives off. And no one, like,
he's bleeding out in the car.
The police don't even try and stop him, then he's letting him go.
He just walks behind the burning wreckage of a plane and then he disappears into the night.
And the cops just go, all right, cool.
I guess that's a wrap on this one.
we won't bother with that.
It's so weird though how they establish so early it's indestructible, but he keeps questioning it so many times, even though they're very, like, it's the only time it saves him is because it's indestructible.
Yeah.
It drives through the plane's wing as it's trying to take off to destroy the plane.
Just a truck,
like, but he's still so the whole time, and then he's just so like, he's just not convinced by the car.
Yeah.
Every time it tries to take over drive, he's like, no, I don't think so, Kit. Mm. Even when he's bleeding out in the driver's seat, he's like, not this time.
We haven't talked about, and it's a quintessential Hoff, just instant relationship with a grieving woman. He's straight, for it.
Oh, yeah. All, so like, recently single mother.
Yeah.
It's all right, because the son approves.
Hi, buddy.
Hi. Are you going to marry my mom?
Oh, exactly. Right.
He needs a male role model.
Yeah. How long has his dad been dead for? Like 10 minutes?
What's
like,
the thing? That's the thing. It indicates it's probably like no more than a month. Like, it's not long.
Yeah.
And then the kid's like, are you my new dad? Like, Jesus Christ.
And even as soon as he comes in, the babysitter / nanny is just all over him. Oh, yeah, he loves it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great work. You've nailed it. But
what's he carrying when he first walks in the apartment door? He's got all these clothes bundled up in his arms. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah, you're carrying it like a washing or something like that. Because she tries to back her car in the kit. Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's another time when...
She says, get out of my way or I'll ram you. Yeah. And then within 2 seconds of that, just drives straight into the side of Kit and gets out and her car's all messed up. And she's like, oh, just my luck. I'm having the worst day. I hit you and my bumper falls off.
That gave me the absolute
fucking
shit.
Moron.
Yeah, you drive into him and just my luck. What do you mean your luck? Deliberately drove into him.
Brought this on yourself, 100%.
I love when she loses her son Buddy at the demolition derby. Yeah. Like, oh, I can't see Buddy. And he's like, the thing is, Hoff's out of like... They're separated for like 2 minutes. She loses him and he's in the car.
Yeah, yeah. And so Hoff's like, nah, he'll turn up.
He's like just looking at the cars with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then so the mum, like while the derby's on, the mum's just sitting there just like, nah, well, I guess he's somewhere.
Got to watch the derby now.
Yeah, yeah. I got these seats.
Yeah, owner's row, Scott. Come on, how often do you get to sit in owner's row? Yeah.
My favourite line of the whole episode was when the Hoff was escaping from, what's the organisation called again?
Comtron.
And there was one of the security guards was holding me at gunpoint while the other ones came.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Kit came out and flashed his lights and the guy just freaked out and he's like, don't kill me, man. I got a dog at home.
Again, leading into the wackiness.
That's what Morgan would say.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Don't kill me. I've got a dog.
It's not a joke.
Not a joke.
And it would work on you. Both roles. Mm. You would say that, and also if you were the Hoff and someone said that, you would definitely not kill them.
Oh, 100%.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You go pat that dog.
I will. A lot of my life. I'd also like to say the song throughout the theme song in the episode.
Oh, man.
Five times.
Five times? Okay. Felt like about 12.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. They really try to put it in as much as they possibly could.
Can you blame them?
Oh, it's a fantastic song.
Yeah. It was just that and Taking It Easy by the Eagles. That was Hoff's go-to song when he turned on some music in Kit.
We wouldn't let Kit choose for him, though.
No. Want some good music.
Also, where did the Eagles come from? Has he got like a cassette in there, or
does Kit just have like Spotify?
I would say Spotify.
Yeah. Okay,
but not only not premium, just the free service.
Oh, obviously.
So an ad was going to come. Oh, right
they spent all the money on the indestructible material.
Yeah.
It's like touch it, like the car is made of baby skin.
Baby skin paint.
Just a new paint job. It feels like baby skin.
Yeah. That was really weird.
That was such a weird thing to say. Like I know they were trying to make it like sound like, oh wow, this is such a
it's
so advanced,
futuristic,
baby skin.
Yeah.
That's what you went with.
Just say something else.
Yeah, there's a lot of other materials out there.
Yeah, I think that about does us for the first episode. Aaron, do you want to take us through the final episode of Knight Rider?
Let's go. Knight Rider's finale kicks off with Michael and Kit trawling the city for a crime to solve, with Devon and a young man named RC back in their trailer park base for support. There's something going down in a fancy office uptown. A jewellery collector and his mates are in some sort of trance as they crack open a safe and take out the Crown of Tecotl, a Mayan relic. Michael tries to stop them, but they have voodoo superpowers thanks to some cool magic earrings. Two men escape with the crown, while the other one jumps to his death. Turns out a saucy old gent named Donald Crane was in cahoots with Piranha, a Haitian voodoo princess, so he could get some more riches to add to his pile.
I had a great aunt who dabbled in stuff like that. She was no princess, but she was definitely a trip.
Piranha was using mind control earrings to get the crown and then make her helpers commit suicide. Michael confronts Piranha, but then he gets earringed and is under her control.
Michael, didn't you hear me? What's the matter? Why won't you answer me?
Luckily, Kit can use his counter-voodoo powers to play a high-frequency tone to snap Michael out of it. Michael and RC chase down Harana and get the crown back.
Sorry, Harana, but a stolen crown never made a man a king or a woman a princess.
Hey, that's good, Michael. What is that, Shakespeare?
Michael Knight.
And that's a wrap for Knight Rider.
So, clearly cancelled.
Yeah.
That's 100% cancelled finale. There's no wrapping up of anything there.
Nah.
Can I just say, I love the term earringed as a verb.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the second episode more than I enjoyed the first one.
It gave us more of an insight into what week to week Knight Rider would have been like.
Yeah,
it would have just been villain of the week.
Yeah.
The only plot progression between the first and last episode was that they'd moved their base from some English manor to the back of a semi-trailer that was constantly driving around.
What was the point of... What sort of role did the sidekick RC play, though?
Like, he's just fixing his bike all day.
Yeah, just hanging out there with... doesn't really add anything...
Racial diversity.
Oh, there you go. That's what it is. Yeah. Again, with what I loved most about this episode, actually there's dozens of things, but straight off the bat, like, just okay, so it's always villain of the week, but there's always girl of the week as well.
Yeah,
that just slots into the Hoff's life somehow, and just like, and this one was like, this was shameless in the way it just shoehorned her in. She's like literally waiting outside. Oh, there we go.
Literally said shoehorned.
But this was so shameless in the way it did it. Basically, she just waited at the front of the building that he was walking into.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Can I come in with you? Yep. Okay, good. Done. There's a relationship.
Okay, I guess it's you this week.
And then he was freaking out at points where, like, she'd go missing. Oh, where's Elizabeth? You've known her for like half an hour.
And then at the end, they've made it out like they're going to run away together. They're going to be together. Yeah. But then if there was another episode,
for 3 days,
she'd just be gone.
Only 3 days.
That's true. He's gone out.
And furthermore, just to sort of get another, I know we're probably skipping ahead a little bit in the episode, but when she comes up and thanks Devin, what's with that? Like, she like walks up to him and like
kiss him on the lips.
Yeah,
yeah.
Puts her hands against his chest. It was
glad you picked up on that as well.
Yeah, I was like, ooh,
very familiar.
This is the first time.
Like, what's going on here? Like, thank you, Devin. And then, like, yeah, the kiss on the lips was bizarre. I find that really strange.
It implied some sort of like weird relationship between them. Like,
but we don't know.
Maybe it's like a pseudo father. I don't know.
But even then, that makes no sense.
The English are just very personable.
Yeah. Evidently.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Now that you point that out, it is very like James Bond-esque of like, he is the villain. He is the girl that he's got to get with.
Just a mini James Bond episode.
It's just mini James Bond. David Hasselhoff's really just a mini James Bond.
James Bond Jr.
Elizabeth,
and we got Q.
The woman this week, Elizabeth, was her dad the one that jumped out the window?
Yep.
Because then later on in the episode, they talk about how her dad died on an ex.
Oh, no, I think the dad was the one.
That was a different one.
He
died previously.
Yeah, that's right.
It wasn't the guy that jumped out the window.
Right. That's right, because she said...
died in some waterfall in an expedition.
Yeah. He drowned in the rapids. And then she says he had too much to live for. That's not something he would do.
Yeah, that really bothered me.
What?
So wait, you're saying he had too much to live for, so he wouldn't die in a freak accident in the rapids. People die all the goddamn time.
They lost hope. That's how the rapids are.
Exactly.
They told her it was a suicide.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At the start, she's talking about... That's why I thought it was the guy that jumped out the window. Why would he kill himself if he had too much...
Yeah, but why, even so, like, how do you even tell that, like,
and
dying
why would
in the
you
rapids
need to
is a
say
suicide?
It's a suicide, yeah.
Yeah. Just say
just
that he
raises
died,
more questions.
Just died in the rapids.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like at the start of the episode, the Hoff talking about, oh man, I want to pick up that black eel skin bomber.
Do you need it? Well, it's not that I need it. I mean, nobody needs a black eel skin bomber jacket. That's not the point. What is the point? I want it.
Oh, that sounds like the best jacket ever.
There's bickering about that for like 3 minutes. Kid's like, do you really need that? It's like, well, I don't need it, obviously.
That's when they were setting up season five. That was going to be his arc for season five, was that jacket.
And then
Kit's like, what's wrong, Michael? Usually when this sort of music's on the radio, you're drumming on my steering wheel. That's another thing that's
drumming
sort of
on my steering
magic
gives
us
an insight into it. So Kit can feel things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has feeling in his steering wheel.
Mm.
Do you reckon he likes it when he gets drummed on?
I reckon.
Yeah.
It's like patting the car, or is it a sexual thing for Kit?
I'd say
like a pat.
And this is so...
What is it with you and sexuality in cars?
I was going to bring this up later.
But
we might as well get into it now. Yeah. When you've got like a sentient inanimate object, like a car, when Michael hops inside him, how is that like a...
Yeah.
Like, is that a feeling?
Is it a normal function of a car, or does he sort of like when he?
Can we redub over all the episodes of Knight Rider, and whenever he gets in the car, I'll get a clip of you just going,
soft whimper.
Just so you can,
like, can you feel the? He's got some. Well,
see you later, Michael.
So is this like?
Derive pleasure from it?
I'm picturing the sound. Have you seen that episode of South Park where Mr. Garrison creates it, like the thing to replace airplanes?
Yeah.
And like, and John Travolta's like advertising it, and then like when the seat comes up, he makes that noise. Mm. That's the noise he made.
It always weirds me out.
Mm.
And like when, I don't know. This is why you shouldn't make inanimate objects, you know. Alive,
because it just
if you're not going to address it,
address like what his orifices are, what they mean to him.
How he uses them,
which parts of the car are feeling, which don't.
That's the biggest issue.
Yeah, like
out of this episode.
Maybe it's just the steering wheel.
Can you just the steering wheel?
That's like
maybe.
that's like the tip.
That's, yeah, that's yeah. The tip.
Mm. The nerve endings are there.
All right, so we'll jump onto IMDb under the Knight Rider listing and just put that in goofs. Like, they never properly explore how Kit feels.
And where he feels.
Mm. I felt like this sort of did go into final season Baywatch Nights territory. Because they're talking about, yeah, like, parapsychology.
Mm.
It was like one of the, like, just giving people, like, yeah, pretty essentially supernatural powers. Like,
yeah. They'd run out of stuff to...
Like,
it was still better than the last episode of The A-Team. Which was...
I didn't mind that.
No, no. It was... Good. Oh, like, that was the most insane...
At least it was watching, set in this reality.
Yeah.
Not football. Go Bears! No, wait, no.
Redskins.
Go Redskins. I'm wearing a Bears jumper.
Anchovies.
Anchovies. Face Man loves anchovies.
Mm-hmm. Anchovies.
Nobody likes anchovies. But like, that was another one, 80s like action TV show where by the end they'd completely run out of ideas.
Yeah.
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 And it's this is what they're doing now.
Did anybody else notice who this episode was written by?
No.
So it was written by R. Timothy Kring, which I was like, I know that name. Except not with the R on the front of it. Tim Kring, the creator of Heroes.
Oh,
really?
So he wrote this last episode and that's it. Didn't write anything else for Knight Rider, just the finale.
Really?
He's pitched that idea and they've picked it up.
So he got Knight Rider killed. Yeah.
Yeah. He wrote the story, wrote the teleplay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just and then, wrote it into the ground.
Went on to do Heroes.
I mean, I can't imagine that, like, the last episode was a bit, was weird, but I can't imagine any of the other episodes were much better.
No.
It must have been trending. I mean,
the writing's on the wall by the time the last episode rolls around.
Yeah.
So maybe just run its course. I don't know.
Well, it's like, it doesn't look like there was any sort of story arc that would sort of sat over there. Like, I know there's one episode in Knight Rider where there's an evil Hasselhoff and he's got like a
Does he have an evil car as well?
I don't.
I saw it. There was an episode name called Kit vs. Car, K-A-R-R.
Evil Kit.
This all reminds me of, you know that show Now and Again?
No.
Yes.
No.
Where John Goodman gets pushed in front of a train and then they transport his brain into the body of a superhuman.
Yeah, I have seen that. I tried to rewatch that, like, because I remember watching it when I was young and Sam and I... Sorry, Sam's just an unrelated friend of ours. But no, friend of the show. We were talking about, like, yeah, cool, let's actually rewatch that. We watched like the first three episodes. Awful.
It's bad.
There's a reason it only lasted one season. It's actually terrible.
It's real bad. Yeah.
First episode was okay, and after that, it's horrendous.
There is an episode, I think it's about 7 or 8 episodes into that first season.
Yeah.
The only season, where they pit him against another guy who's like, the equivalent is like, if... like your analog, he's digital. Like that's the, like, it's just like another superhuman that's been developed by like the Russians or something.
Okay.
And like, yeah, I always just think about that whenever there's like some sort of like equivalent to that, which made me think that there was definitely like another car one. Yeah,
like Star Trek with Data and his brother Law.
Exactly.
What did the Hoff do between this and Baywatch?
I think they're probably pretty close together.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fair few years in between.
Baywatch was early 90s.
I think Baywatch started in it in like 91, 92.
No, 89. So there's 3 years in between.
Okay.
He was just busting down the Berlin Wall. That's what he was doing.
Mm.
forging his music career.
Yeah.
Mm.
How did he get so big? This show was not very good. He's not a very good actor.
None of them are very good.
Is he considered good looking?
I don't know.
He's kind of weird looking.
I think so.
Well,
he's sort of manly. Like,
he is very manly.
Yeah,
he's
hairy big, chest.
Big dude.
Yeah.
Is he tall? How tall
Baywatch,
is he?
I think
he'd be 6'3". 6'3",
I know Baywatch was definitely the one that got him really famous. So.
Yeah.
Like, that was the big one.
That's 6'4". A juggernaut.
Oh, he's 6'4".
6'4", yeah.
But yeah, that was the big one. This, I think, because he's... I mean, this one's like quite famous in terms of like it's something that's referenced a lot on the shows. Yeah. But
well, it's just
maybe
a...
Maybe it's a big deal
like
in the 80s.
Because Baywatch is just like... I don't know. I feel like the thing that people just automatically associate with Baywatch is like, you know, like attractive people running along a beach.
Yeah.
But like Knight Rider, like it's a fucking talking car. Like, and it's, I don't know. Like, I think it's a cool idea. It's a very cool idea.
Didn't they reboot this?
They did.
Yeah.
2008.
Yeah.
Did not last.
I didn't think so.
No. Yeah.
Well, like, yeah. I think in the 80s, it kind of makes sense, but Yeah.
Oh, did we know that there was a TV movie?
Of Knight Rider?
Yeah.
Recently?
Knight Rider 2000 in 1991.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Was the Hoff in it?
Mid Baywatch run.
Yes, the Hoff was in
Knight Rider 2000.
Yeah. Mm. So did we...
Why do they call it that?
Did we watch the last...
It's Kit Industries 2000, yeah. Right? That's... Yeah.
Did we watch the last episode then? Or did we just watch...
Well, we didn't watch... Yeah, we watched the last episode.
But we were technically
movie.
Not the last chapter in
Well, we didn't
Knight
watch
Rider.
The fucking Elf movies either.
Yeah. Elf.
Elf.
Mm. Yeah, Elf. The Elf movies. Or the Sabrina...
Yeah,
that's down true. Under.
And maybe don't want to open up that can of worms.
Yeah, maybe we don't. Maybe we do.
Maybe we do.
Starting to question our
I think
credibility
that's
as a show.
That's a conversation for another time, I think.
It is. I just want to point out my favorite shot in this was after Devon was giving the Hoff a bit of advice on where to go to solve the crime. Hoff just takes a sip out of his coffee and then just puts it down directly on Devon's keyboard.
Yeah.
You just, like, hear the little clink of the keys and Devon's sitting there just like, what? What the fuck? Yeah. And then Hoff just walks out. It's such a dick move. Like, huge power play.
Hoff's just like...
He doesn't walk. He flies backwards out of the truck as it's moving.
Yeah, of course.
In the car.
Yeah.
Why are they in a moving... Why is their headquarters a car? A truck?
So no one can track them.
Mm.
Very...
just stop the truck.
Season 3 of Fargo.
Yeah. Oh, and there's another bit where Hoff's trying to get to the bad dudes and Kit's like tracking people. And Kit has like this little sensor how he can track a certain amount of people in a building. And he says one of them has like a different DNA sequence.
Mm.
Can he like...
Is it a lizard?
No. Can he like...
Lizard
he
man.
Scans their DNA.
Scan DNA from like 50 meters away through walls and stuff.
Who's the one that had
it? Who knows?
Yeah.
Every talent that would come up with that car would just be, all right, so Kit can do this.
It's a bat belt.
Yeah, exactly. Anything. You got anything on there?
Yeah.
Who have the different DNA sequence?
Elizabeth.
Because she's a woman?
I don't know.
No, it's because she didn't have the earrings.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But that doesn't change her DNA. They yeah.
Explain, it does. Because like they have superhuman strength.
No, but that's
strength.
What they... When they're analyzing it in the lab, level. They're saying that like it triggers stuff in their brain, like gives them a shot of endorphins and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, I don't buy it. I really don't buy it.
We shouldn't pick at this scab.
No.
The flawed internal logic of Knight Rider.
I think that wraps it up for the finale of Knight Rider. Let's jump into reboots. Scott?
Can I go first?
Yes.
I was gonna,
yes, you may.
Oh, thank you.
Good.
So, did anybody else feel like Knight Rider was cut short?
Of course, yeah.
Mm.
Think about it every day.
The greatest tragedy of our time.
Every day. Well, I think it's because there's actually one final lost episode.
Ooh. Oh.
And that's where we'll begin. So, Michael's sent on his last mission where... we don't really need to get into the nitty-gritty of this, but one thing leads to another and he gets shot in the head again.
Ooh.
This time from the back of the head, so he doesn't have a metal plate to stop it.
And that's it.
That's it. I much prefer it.
Fade out.
That's a simple end.
It was just an extra like 30 seconds to put on the end of the show.
Maybe you could just have their like the truck office crash.
Yeah.
Just jackknife on a freeway and rolls and they all die because they're not strapped in.
Roll the credits.
Ping's going like 100 kilometers an hour.
After his shot, much like how it happens in the first episode, he is awoken by another dying old man. His name is Charles Buckland. And it's the year 2046. So Charles is obsessed with the amount of
He was in a coma for like 60 years?
Correct.
Okay. Mm. All right. Continue.
So Charles is obsessed with the amount of cybercrime happening. Needs a lone ranger to go deep undercover and surf the net to rid it of its worst online offenders.
Okay.
So essentially, Michael's been in a coma for 60 years and they only just had the technology to... extract the bullet and also obviously give him a completely new face.
Change face again.
Change face.
Even though they got shot in the back of the head.
Again. Correct. It blew the whole front out. It was, was real. No, because then the bullet wouldn't be lodged.
That's
anyway,
it.
Anyway,
right.
It's semantics. So Michael asks where his one of a kind self-driving car is and Charles informs him that there's only self-driving cars now. So Kit is no longer special. So we can only assume that he's been crushed into some sort of cube.
How long has he got to remove his cube?
Not too long. So Charles does have a dying gift for him though. It's the Buckland Industries 3000, which is BIT. Mm-hmm. Essentially, what it is a sentient augmented reality interface that takes Michael to any deep and dark corners of the web to track down criminals. So he gives him this sentient AR rig, but initially Michael, you know, doesn't want to respond to the call. He just wants to live his life. He just wants a normal life. He's done with trying to get vigilante justice. Mm-hmm. But with his dying breath, Charles says, "Don't expect me to believe that. I may be an old man, but I'm not stupid," and passes away. And then Michael realizes who it is. It's Buddy, the kid from the first episode of the, whose mother he was trying to tune. So he's been essentially, yeah, like he has tracked him down now, but now he's an old man.
Mm.
And so this leads us to the spin-off series, Bite Rider, which is essentially, Michael Long going through just the interwebs, just tracking down, just doing cybercrime.
What do you mean going through the internet? Like Tron style, or is he just like sort of scrolling through Facebook?
No. So he's got like
reporting people,
responding to comments on like Channel 7 news videos.
Yeah.
So Oracle, they should all just get out of the country, and then Knight Rider jumps in.
Ill-informed opinion.
Yeah.
Well, it's the year 2046, so I'm going to assume that the internet has taken more of a physical form, and that's why it's got like an augmented reality rig. It's kind of like virtual reality, except you can interface with the...
Yeah, like Pokemon Go. Things.
Yeah, essentially. It's pretty much like Pokemon Go, just a real advanced version of that. So Charles Buckland is going to be played by Robert Redford.
Yep.
And I just want to throw it out to you guys. I don't know who to... I don't know which direction to go into, because
with Hoff's
it's
new
not,
face.
It's not the Hoff anymore. It's got to be somebody else. So I was like, who could we get?
First of all, I thought when you went the shot in the back of the head, he was going to get a second face on the back of his head, like Professor Quirrell.
Might as well.
Why would they put a face on the back?
They can.
We can't reconstruct the back of a head. We don't have the technology. We can put another face on
it. Presumably another for Hoff.
Oh my God. Just younger Hoff or older Hoff?
LaBeouf?
I feel like I've used him before. So
he's good. He's got range.
You might say no after the last one.
Nah, LaBeouf's in.
LaBeouf.
Or maybe just go something really left, just like someone like kind of useless, like not an action star, like go like John C. Reilly. He's got the curly hair.
Yeah, it's got the curly hair.
Like somebody who literally...
That's all I got.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Like, maybe you get out of shape from being in a coma for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. So he was in a coma from the 80s.
Correct. From 1986 to 2046.
Okay. So they don't have the technology to...
They froze him.
Okay. Oh, they froze him. Okay.
Like Walt Disney.
Oh, okay. You know? I don't know.
Put him in Walt Disney's face.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I don't think it's a very recognizable face.
That's good. He can blend in.
Is it the same as...
You recognize him on the web.
Yeah, he's undercover.
Actually, apparently Goofy was modeled on Walt Disney himself.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's personality-wise? Or
no, face-wise.
Right, okay. That makes...
Yeah. Goofy's like a dog, isn't he?
Yeah, Walt Disney was a dog man.
Got the snout and everything.
Oh,
like
shit.
That.
I had no idea.
Walt Disney was a half dog, half man.
Yeah, it was a dog man.
And so will Hoff. The new Hoff will be
a dog man.
Dog man. Half dog, half man.
Played by Shia LaBeouf.
Two faces. Or features. Maybe like a dog face on the back of his head.
Yeah, okay.
This has got real weird.
Speaking of getting real weird, how long until the sentient AR takes him to Pornhub?
Almost immediately.
Oh, yeah, in the first episode.
Pretty quick.
Where else are you going to go?
Pretty quick. It's like 80% of the internet by 2046. Yeah, so.
Exactly. By 2046?
Yeah.
Already 80% of the internet?
We're already approaching it. Yeah.
Either that or he's buying bath salts from Silk Road.
Yep. Yeah.
It's our major sponsor.
Everyone knows this one. It's by the dark web. It's common knowledge.
Not bad.
Nice.
Bite Rider. I like it.
All right. I might jump in now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to reboot this one as a sort of action comedy film.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael is out on a case and he and Kit are driving through the desert and a storm rolls in.
Mm.
So just as Michael goes to press him on autopilot, Kit gets hit by lightning and Michael's knocked out and Kit kind of shuts down. When Michael comes to, he's just on the side of the road and he can't see Kit anywhere. But then he hears Kit's voice inside his head. And Kit gives a bit of a manic laugh and Michael just starts like involuntarily running. So they've swapped bodies and Michael is in Kit, but he still sees himself as a human. So he's just running along. Kit's controlling him, but he's basically a car.
So Kit, the car, is riding Michael, or Michael's Michael is now in the car.
Michael is Kit.
Is Kit.
And Kit is Michael.
Kit is Michael.
But from Michael's perspective, he still sees himself as the Hoff. So okay. He's just standing there completely naked, running down the road, not knowing what's going on. And okay. Kit's inside talking to him.
Okay.
So they keep working cases, but...
So the car hops inside of his body?
Yes. So Michael will just be standing there on the side of the road and the car just like rolls up and just kind of like merges, gets into his body. And then obviously people come...
And obviously he makes a sound
as well.
He gives it like a...
Yeah. Jez so definitely touched on it earlier.
Basically just...
So yeah, Kit will just drive into Michael.
Naked Hoff who thinks he's a car.
He is a car.
He is a car. He is a car. We don't see him
and,
as a car.
And obviously, Kit's lady friends will step into Michael as well.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Just go with me on this.
Okay. So they just keep working cases, and Michael. So Kit's just really fucking with Michael because of all the shit Michael did to him.
Yeah.
Back when he was a car. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It just kind of just ends.
Yeah. That's just keep rolling with a few adventures. It's called Riders on the Storm.
It's a good name. I like it.
Yeah.
I think the first time that Kit enters Michael, Michael would explode. And that's the end.
Okay.
Like, I'm thinking the scene in the last scene in The Matrix where Neo jumps inside Agent Smith and like, the lumps going up his arms. And then
Maybe we can change the scale so the Hoff's as big as a car and Kit's scaled down to like human size.
Like a Matchbox car or
something. Yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then literally just drives like...
I might go next if you don't mind, Jez. I am going in the form of a game show this time. I took a little bit of... Took inspiration from both episodes for this.
So you stole my idea.
You're not doing a game show.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Could be.
He's going to pivot.
I am now.
Now you have to pivot.
That's Jess's pivot face.
No, so the game show is essentially... So I did notice, and I pointed it out during the episodes that we looked at, that the Hoff just sort of has women come up to him and all of a sudden he moves in for the grieving woman, tries to help out. Or like, you know, he always... Like, doesn't matter what situation, there's always a woman involved. So my game show, it's hosted by Chris Hardwick. So it's a 10-part series, and ordinary women come on to said show, and they have to like go. What you do is they talk to Chris Hardwick about what scenario they're going to do, and then they have to track down David Hasselhoff and get David Hasselhoff to help them, like in any way, shape, or form. Like they could be doing anything, but you just have to manipulate David Hasselhoff into helping you. So basically, it's just like a reality show following around David Hasselhoff. He's completely unaware of what's happening, and just these random women come up to him, and then they have to convince David Hasselhoff to help them with whatever they're doing,
whatever it is, whatever and, distress they're.
And whoever
they're always in distress,
And so they have to get David Hasselhoff to help them, and whoever can keep him around for the longest kind of wins.
So is it like Punked, but every episode you're punking David Hasselhoff?
You're getting him to do something. It's
hosted by the At Midnight guy.
Yeah. Chris Hardwick. It's called Harassing the Hoff. Yeah, that's essentially the game show.
I would prefer it to be called Harass a Hoff.
Harass a Hoff? Yeah. I was going to call it Hassling the Hoff, but I feel like that's already a thing. So
don't hassle the Hoff.
Yeah, so I don't want to. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Harassing the Hoff.
So is it like...
I didn't want to steal
the idea from a t-shirt. I'm not stealing that t-shirt's thunder.
I like Harass a Hoff.
Harass the Hoff.
Harass a Hoff.
So this is more like a... It isn't like there's an absolute winner. It's more like a high score scenario. It's like you had the Hoff in a relationship for 3.5 days.
Yeah,
seems. And then the next woman comes in, she's like, I had him for 8 days.
Yeah.
Because he's never, obviously never going to stick around and settle because he's the Hoff.
He's the Hoff. He's got adventures to be.
So you did steal my idea.
Yeah, I did.
It's about how long you can last in a certain scenario, a la Dante's 10 levels of hell.
Okay, Jess, what do you got for us?
So... alternate version of Knight Rider. So it starts with some B-grade Hoff getting shot in the head, gets awoken in some rich dying dude's manner, reconstruct his face to look like the Hoff, comes to life, gets paired up with 8-time NBA All-Star, multiple-time Defensive Player of the Year, former Magic center, then Lakers center, then
Heat
Rocket center. Then Hornet center, Dwight Howard.
Oh, okay.
his new vehicle slash partner in crime. And he basically just gets on Dwight Howard's shoulders and Dwight Howard runs around and they solve crimes together.
And what's it called?
It's called Dwight Rider. So they could, I mean...
That sounds conspicuous, to say the least.
Could be basketball-based hijinks, could be, you know, just standard Knight Rider stuff. But I imagine it would be sort of a merging of the two.
Dwight Rider.
The two ideas. Yeah, so maybe like Dwight Howard would have to win like Game 7 of the finals with Hasselhoff on his shoulders trying to ride him around.
Seems really inconvenient for... Yeah.
Like, oh, do they have the same goal
hard
there,
to shoot over?
Like,
the rim protection would be excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they gobble on the rebounds?
Yeah. Are they both playing basketball in that scenario, or is the Hoff just trying to do his own thing?
He's trying to steer him back into like on the road.
He's just trying to hit on women in the sidelines.
Oh, obviously the ears. Yeah.
Come on, Scott.
Yeah.
He had
stirrups. He's like kicking into his sides.
He does kick into him, but he doesn't always respond to that. It's better to grab him by the ears and like steer his head.
Yeah. It's a more precise Dwight way.
Dwight Rider.
Dwight has the shoulders to carry a Hoff around.
He does. Can you get some other Dwights in there as well?
Yeah, he can.
Dwight from The Office.
Dwight Schrute.
That's the only other one I could think of.
Dwight Schrute. Mm-hmm. What about Dwight Yoakam, the country singer?
Sure.
Why not? They can all take turns. It's a heavy burden to bear.
He can only ride Dwights.
He's got three Dwights in like a closet. Just brings them out.
Yeah, yeah.
In a garage.
Dwight Eisenhower in there.
Sure. The corpse of Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah.
That's
ride that around.
Not bad that we managed to get four Dwights.
Yeah.
Are there any Dwights we know? I'm sure there is. So reboots, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. Well, mine would probably be hard watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just see.
Definitely.
Riding in the plot every week.
Aaron's was confusing. Scott's had potential. But if I was going to choose one to watch, I'd probably watch yours more. Because I feel like the episodes would probably only be about 15 minutes. And
yeah, you could do a web series out of that.
You're more about time than you are about entertainment.
In and out very quickly.
Yeah. Mm. And you know what it's about. Like, it could vary. Like, if you could get someone like keeping the Hasselhoff around for like 3 months. That's the thing. It could be... This could be
the rest of his life. You could lock him down forever.
Yeah. Find the one.
Mm. Mm. So you could even turn that into a undercover bachelor show. But, you know, I'm not going to flesh it out too much. We should move to the IMDb list of the week.
I feel like it would have been great for this segment to be around the last time we delved into Hoff territory. So I reckon he'll be a great sort of list candidate.
There are a lot of lists with the Hoff. Yeah. There was one that we've touched on previously. The son? I have no son. About actors who haven't given birth to a son.
Mm. Does he have, he does have kids. He's got a daughter who filmed him eating a burger off the floor.
Yeah, no sons.
That was really weird. You seen that video?
Yeah.
Very off-putting.
Very off-putting.
Yeah. I don't like it.
No, it's not a comfortable watch.
Yeah. Why would she video that and then put it online? I just don't understand.
Mm.
He'll do anything. Mm. Speaking of this list, actors who will mow your lawn for any work, created by Lil Sebastian.
Is that sort of like a dig at saying they do...
They do anything?
Yeah, they do anything.
So, naturally, we've got the Hoff on there. The comment is, if you pay him extra, he'll suck in his gut that much further.
Oh, this is brutal.
Cold.
That is cold. Yeah.
We've got Dustin Diamond on there.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. That makes sense. He returns for a lot of lists.
Worthy of a spot.
Tom Green. Actually, if you look out your window now, you'll see he's mowing your lawn already.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This has got some sass. Mm.
Tim Allen. He doesn't need the money. He's the tool guy. He likes mowing lawns.
Wasn't he Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah.
I feel like he'd done.
Alan's got a pretty good body of work.
They're saying.
Semi-retired.
Yeah. He doesn't need the money, but he's the tool guy. Yeah. He likes mowing.
He will mow your lawn anyway. Okay, so
it's supercharged.
We got Cage. We got Busey.
Cage, I agree with.
No, Rob Schneider. He's a thespian.
No, but he will also do anything.
Yeah, it's true.
Samuel L.
No, he's not on here. He won't. Really? He won't mow your lawn.
The one that
Rob Schneider will.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Rob Schneider definitely will.
Yeah.
The one that's
Ethan Hawke.
Oh, Ethan Hawke's not on there. It's a bit rough.
He'll do it to finance his next indie flick.
All right. Well, they've got me there.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, he'll do it.
Dan Aykroyd.
But he'll mow it into crop circles.
What? Is that what they said?
Yeah, yeah. He's a massive like UFO conspiracy.
Oh, is he?
Conspiracy theorist, yeah.
I thought Mel Gibson was in that movie. Was Dan Aykroyd the kid?
Dan Aykroyd played Joaquin Phoenix in that movie.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd played the... Who was Joaquin Phoenix in that movie?
He was the alien that was running across the fields.
Joaquin Phoenix was Mel Gibson's like cousin or younger brother.
Speaking of Mel Gibson.
Oh, Dan Aykroyd was the daughter in
We've got
Signs.
Mel Gibson on this list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like he wouldn't. What's the byline? They've really gone off the rails.
Here's the thing. I like Mel. I like his movies. Here's what I don't like. Tim Allen. I may have lost sight of where I'm going there.
Completely. This is a stand-up routine. Like, are they doing a tight 10?
Tight 25 IMDb list.
Okay. Is Christopher Walken on the list? Because that's the one that I feel like should be on the list. Because he literally doesn't say no to films.
Do you know who else has gone that way and they really didn't need to? It was Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
What's he in? It's been bad.
He's been in a lot of shit stuff.
Like what?
Westworld.
Westworld wasn't shit.
Silence of the Lambs. That was pretty shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, you're being...
I got you, goat.
He was like the...
Sneaky.
He is definitely been in some bad stuff. So he was Odin in Thor. He was in the new Transformers.
Oh, okay. That's bad. That's cashing a check there. Odin in Thor's not
bad.
He was
in Red 2. No one even really liked Red.
No, but there were so many people in Red. That was like an actor's decision to make that film.
He's been in some terrible, terrible stuff recently.
Anyway, so that probably ties off a nice little episode of revisiting the David Hasselhoff.
He's definitely the... Yeah.
Some people get knighted.
He got Hasselhoffed.
They
bestowed the upon him.
Anyway, so final thoughts on Knight Rider Jez.
I'm probably not going to get this song out of my head for a good 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably about the same.
That's about it.
Okay.
It's good to... It's one of those shows it's good to sort of have seen some of. So now I'll get a whole bunch of references when it inevitably comes up in every other cartoon I watch.
Yeah. Speaking of, I enjoyed Knight Rider just because it made me revisit this clip from The Simpsons.
We now return to Night Boat, the crime-solving boat.
Faster, Night Boat. We've got to catch those starfish poachers.
You don't have to yell, Michael. I'm all around you. Oh, no, the headed for land.
We'll never catch them now.
Incorrect. Look, a canal.
Oh, Night Boat, go!
Oh, every week there's a canal.
Or an inlet.
Or a fjord.
Quiet! I will not hear another word against the boat.
That's the best reboot.
That is the best reboot. That just knocks all of ours out of the park.
It's hard to beat.
Yeah. I feel like they had the music in that clip. It mustn't be licensed.
No, it's slightly different. There's a note where they go up instead of down. I was listening out for it. Cause I'm like, can they do this? Yeah.
Scott, what are your final thoughts on Knight Rider?
I didn't mind the first episode. I wasn't a huge fan of the last episode, so I probably wouldn't watch anything
from the inverse of what I thought.
But I didn't mind the first one so much. It's just that it was really, really long, and they have a tendency, like shows from that era have a tendency to kind of do the double episode.
The movie length.
To open it. Yeah.
It's just unnecessarily long, though.
Yeah. I think what I'll do is I'm going to go and find what are the user rated best episodes of Knight Rider, and I'll watch one of those.
Kid vs. Car was I think the highest.
I think that was the highest.
I was looking for something that was above a 7.
Yeah.
But it is, because now the way that they do pilots seems to be they do the origin story first episode.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just go from there. Whereas back in the 80s it seemed like they would do the a movie length. The first half was an origin story.
Yep.
And then the second half was just a regular episode.
What they really wanted to do with the, this is where we're going to go.
Yeah, so why not just... Because it's the exact same thing they did in A-Team. It's like they set it up and then they just... And then it's just a regular episode.
It's just a regular episode, Also, another thing that I noticed was that they open with the intro to the show with the theme song and driving through the desert. And shows don't really do that anymore. They don't open with the theme because it's like...
No one knows what it is yet.
Nobody knows what it is. But I kind of like it. It's a bold move. And it's a great track. So why wouldn't you put it first? Mm. Yeah. Morgan?
Just before you go, Morgan, the other thing they don't do anymore is they had the pre-recorded in every episode, the commercial breaks. It was set up for commercial breaks.
Yeah.
And have just the car driving through the desert. And then the scene that just was would sort of
go to this weird
star wipe out picture, into a little box next to
a little picture-in-picture picture sort of thing. Yeah.
It is a made-for-network TV show that just doesn't... That just doesn't exist anymore. To be honest, this show was a lot more... I don't know. I mentioned it earlier. It's nowhere near as
thrilling.
I expected this to be really quite funny and dated, and maybe it's because we've watched so many 80s shows now.
Yeah,
I think it must have had a pretty high production They must have spent a fair bit on production, because like, think about all the set pieces and stuff in the first episode. They had like a helicopter flying along, and like,
I guess it wasn't as poorly made as I thought it would
be. No, exactly. Mm. They had a whole car seat suit that a stunt driver wore.
Yeah,
they must have had like 10 stunt drivers.
Yeah,
like there was a bit of money behind it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
makes sense. It wasn't.
Yeah, and like I said, it wasn't like as bad as I thought it was going to be. And it was just the thing is, I think it just was boring because it was so dated.
You were hoping for Baywatch Nights levels of bad.
Yeah, I was. I really was, and I didn't get that. So no, look, yeah. I think same with what you said about doing going back and seeing one of the absolute classic episodes, quintessential episodes of the series would be nice. So Kit versus Car, because these two were just a bit meh.
They're very set up-y and
All right, well, then we should probably just leave things there. So, as always, please look us up online, on the online.
Both work.
Yes. Mm. So, jump on.
Regular web or the dark web.
Yeah, either or. You can find us on Tor or Internet Explorer.
Yeah. Those are the only
Chrome.
Two.
Not Chrome. We're not Firefox.
Well, we don't advocate for the use of Chrome.
No, we do not. We're Internet
proud
Explorer guys.
IE men.
Yeah. Exactly. Going down with the ship.
Yeah.
Mm. So yeah, jump on
Microsoft Edge as it's known now.
Oh, really?
Mm. No. We're still Internet Explorer.
Yeah, I know. We're Internet Explorer 3.2. That exact build number is the only one you can find us.
Scott works hard to get the website working there. But
oh, man. Learned like outdated HTML and JavaScript specifically for that.
So jump onto your Internet Explorers and look us up at the Incomplete Series.
Or Netscape Navigator. We don't.
Yeah. Or that.
Search us on Bing, if you please.
Yeah, Bingus.
Bingus.
Yeah. Or Dogpile. Also can find us through Dogpile.
What is Dogpile?
It's another search engine. Oh. Ask Jeeves is pretty good these days as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's still up there.
Is it?
It's top six.
Dogpile sounds right up your alley.
Big time. Big Dogpile fan.
I mean, you do only look up pictures of dogs on the internet.
I am an investor. Let's... That's why I mentioned it. Also, jump on our Facebook and look us up via that. Drop us a suggestion.
Mm. If there's any shows that you would like us to watch, probably in a similar vein to Knight Rider. We do like a ridiculous show.
Mm. Love a ridiculous show. Also, if you jump on iTunes or any of your podcasting platforms, help me out. What are the other ones?
We're on all good podcasting apps.
Podchaser.
Jump on, rate and review us. It does go a long way.
Subscribe as well.
Yeah, please
do.
Did
I say that?
That's good.
Hit that subscribe button.
The one thing we don't want people to do is subscribe.
No.
That's a bad thing. We want to stay underground.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Perfect, cool. So don't rate, review, do not subscribe, and please avoid this episode at all costs. So if you listen to it, forget about it. Right, well, thank you, Jez.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Aaron.
Son of a bitch.